Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, it's game on.
It is game on, and this is Femi and the gang bringing to you excitement on the nation's first station for news, talk, and sports. It's Nigeria Info with the frequency 99.3. They're just about to be thrilled by a fantastic sporting session set to be delivered with the best possible expression. You're free to enjoy using your own discretion as this goes on a slow and lengthy progression. To avoid any form of suppression or compression, we're even ready to add some level of aggression just so we can pull you from the realm of depression. I say this because after now, you're going to be left with a positive, lasting impression. This is Game On again. And on the broadcast for the next 2 hours, 15 minutes or so, there's so much to speak about. We'll start with the latest transfer stories from the big clubs and the big leagues in Europe. And then delve into the territory of Nigeria's most successful national team of all time, the Super Falcons, as we count down days now to the World Cup. Officially, we are what? Just about 17 days away from that Mundial in Australia and New Zealand. We can land on the Wimbledon Championships because the big boys have been in action. Novak Djokovic had his game going on a bit of a break, but eventually he restarted. You find out what's up with him, and also overdoses lady, Iga. Yeah, we're eager to speak about Igo as we progress. And of course, there's updates to you coming from Enyimba's territory as to the potential of a new chairman being announced for that team in the coming days. There's details of these and more, including your thoughts on Twitter, WhatsApp, the phone lines, and what have you. All live on Game On. Come on, it's Game On!
Hello, my name is Samuel Chukwueze, Super Eagles and Villarreal of Spain forward. Keep listening to Femi and the gang on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Samuel Chukwueze. So we're ready to rumble, and hopefully no one has cause to grumble as we drive ourselves to the closing stages of the show by 10 p.m. or so. My name is Chuman Noli, and I do have my great colleagues and friends in the studio with me. Let's say ladies first. So let's do that for Adeze and Michael, who's ready for the fun tonight. How are you doing, Adeze? Not too cold, I guess, because the first thing you did when you came into the studio was to check if the AC was too cold.
My dear, see, this is our job. Has hazard. Hazard of the ear.
Eddie not Togan.
Well, I think that one enter like it meant. So the hazards of the job is that sometimes some of these earphones we plug in our ears, you get to a point where it stretches your ear, and then when you get older, your grandkids will now be saying, "Grandma, can you hear me?" They'll be clapping in your ear. No, I can't hear you.
I rebuke in Jesus' name.
And then the always chilled environment we are in, you've got to look after yourself as well. I just had to check to know where I'm sitting on that, because I don't want to expose myself to too many. Good evening, Lagos. It's Game On. And it's a fine Monday. What a day. These days I'm so busy that I don't even know when it gets to when it gets to dusk, I'm ready for work. But we have to do what we have to do.
Indeed. And we're here to do what we have to do, really. I'm looking at all of you in this studio, and I suspect that you guys stand and Pakistan, because I'm not sure that any of you use your beak for what you got. So I don't think you were delayed until today, like some of us. But let's say hi to Overdose. Yeah. What's up, man?
I'm good. I wasn't delayed,
you had
actually.
To smile on Wednesday evening. You did.
Wednesday evening. What happened on Wednesday?
Yeah, just leave it to that, really. But again, you know, you stand and you Pakistan. It's not something you like to write to your beak.
Okay. I had cause to smile on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and it's always good to smile, you know, because
you don't come that easy. She the one that's waiting this point.
A whole lot of things happen that erodes your smile, takes away your smile.
I know, right?
But when the smile comes, it comes big. And for those listening, mm-hmm. may you keep smiling from now till the end of the year, not just the end of the month. Anyways, it's always good to be here. You know, they say that the cow. Mm-hmm. in a hurry to go abroad, we'll always come back as corned beef, you understand? So we just want to, you know, do things and do things well and make sure that, you know, we tick the right dots, cross our I's, cross the T's and dot our I's, you know. So that's just, that's why they say the I's have it, you understand? Because when you use your I and then you dot you cross your T's, that is something. But anyways, good evening and great to be here. Adesi Michael is still owing me, what was it? We talked about on Thursday.
I didn't see you yesterday.
Yeah,
we left the studio here around 7:45. I didn't see you.
You didn't see me?
Yeah, I didn't see you. Normally, you come in from 6 p.m.
No, but you're still owing me at that.
Oh, well. It's not a problem.
I just thought I should put it
It's just
there.
A bowl of rice.
I just said I should
not just a bowl of rice. It has not increased, no.
I just said I should
a bowl of rice and ekpan koko. So you just...
Ekpan koko, that one, you need to send me to the village because I like to cook my own with firewood.
Are you serious?
But those, you just pronounce that thing like say na spoon. Ekpan, na spoon for epic. You go like ekpan koko. No spoon of koko. My man who every other time comes through with a new look. You know, really, this guy is always rebranded. He never gets stranded. He cannot be called red-handed. He gives the ladies what they have demanded for.
And recently, he has turned janded.
He's not locally janded, you know. So
yeah,
man.
You know the vibe. I'm doing fantastic. You know, fresh like my new haircut.
Yes,
you know, so that's what's up.
I'll be having a picture of this on social media, guys. You need to check out his Instagram handle. I don't know if he's taking a picture.
By the way, his car just landed.
Amen. Accept. Should I tell you the brands that I like so you can put inside the blessing?
But it has landed.
It has landed. But I will still tell you.
Container don't land. Container don't land.
But yeah, it's fantastic to be here, and it's a Monday. It's new week. You know, over the weekend, a lot has happened. And today, too, a lot has happened as well. We've heard a lot of stories coming out the world of sports. And football in particular has been chock full of stories. So we're going to be dissecting all of that. Like, you know, Dr. Strange before he became a superhero. While he was still a doctor.
Right. That's why when he became a superhero, he now started to see strange things. You understand? Yeah.
I'm gonna be like today na day of coach. Because now when I don't come confuse me, I know they follow. The same way I confused that Daisy when I was doing that thing with overdose. Which of course she can clarify when I turn off the microphone. Yeah, she can ask you what's like. I know she don't plan and say I got overdose. Wait till she might be able to talk about this.
I thought I got the brand.
You know Claire. Okay, you go clear on that when we come back from this commercial break. Yeah, let's go in for this quick break. While we return, we'll focus on the first part of the show, Game On, dedicated to the latest transfer series. And Chelsea fans, you'll have a chance to, for the first time, listen to the man who takes over as your new manager, a man who's hoping to have some high level of successes, given the right clues as the boss of the Blues. 99.39 Jira Info. Game On is the show, and we're ready to flow. Certainly ready to flow as a team, Femi and the gang. And as a team, we're also excited, counting down 17 days away from the FIFA Women's World Cup. Before we speak about the latest transfer stories for you, let's give you an insight into what to expect on this station from July 20.
The biggest women's sporting events gets on the way in Australia and New Zealand. From the 20th of July to the 20th of August 2023.
Banyana have doubled their lead. Rashina Tatubadi, this girl is sensational.
Join us on match days as we trail the Super Falcons of Nigeria, who goes in search of a first world title. 31 other teams from 6 continental confederations playing to be the world champions.
Megan Rapinoe! Daughter A, American delight! This is why they are the world champions.
The 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup on Nigeria Info. It's live football, just the way you like it.
So you can begin to anticipate from July 20, you have a chance to participate because Femi and the gang never has cause to precipitate, all right? I'm sure that's something you can relate to for sure. We'll be covering for you. Yes, so boss, let me turn on this microphone of yours.
Who you derate?
anticipate, so don't hate.
You know when he said who you derate, I wanted to look at him. I'm like, bro, you're above next rated. You're loved, you're never hated, really. You know, the kind of guy that ladies... would love to see they dated.
I'm just happy for Kate.
Oh, I just... We suppose call security for overdose at this point. DSS. Right,
let's touch on transfer stories immediately. What a way to start the show tonight. Now, Chelsea concluded this transfer a while ago. That's the confirmation of a manager for the side. But he had to wait until July 1 to officially resume as boss of the Blues. And now this guy, Mauricio Pochettino, ex-Tottenham, ex-PSG, ex-Southampton, is currently the boss of the Blues. He says Chelsea have been the greatest team in England over the last 10 to 15 years. And now he's coming to the mix, hoping to take them to even higher pedestals. Here's Pochettino on his first interview as boss of the London side, Chelsea.
Firstly, what made you and your team so attracted to the project here at the club?
Oh, thank you very much. For me, it's a pleasure and an honor to be now involved with Chelsea Football Club. I think we are so exciting, and you know, I know very well Chelsea is one of the greatest clubs in the world. And of course, it was easy for us to take the decision to move to here. I think we are really exciting. We are so happy that at least today we can start here in Coban, in the training ground, knowing all the people, the staff, meeting the staff, and I think it's exciting now for us. And of course, what we want is to give or to bring, you know, the happiness again to this great football club, working hard, playing in the way that the fans can enjoy football. And then the history of Chelsea is win, but it's important also in the way that we are going to build that victories. And of course, really exciting, so happy and very grateful with all the people. Of course, start with Todd, with Edad, with Jose, with, of course, all the people after that really welcome us today and a few days ago when we arrived for the first time here in Coban.
The new manager of Chelsea, Mauricio Pochettino, speaking there. The 51-year-old Argentine won 3 trophies in his first experience, his time at PSG, including winning the French Ligue 1 title in 2021-2022 that season. But he failed to win anything in his previous 6-year spell in England, although he reached the Champions League final in 2019 with Tottenham Hotspur. So Chelsea could offer him an opportunity to win a first major silverware with a team in England. This is not our major talking point at all, but just to get 30 seconds each of thoughts of the guys in the studio with me, Adesia Michael, Chigozie Brownish, and also Chidozie Okoroji, that overdose. Guys, you should be excited for this man, right? Who should be more excited, Chelsea for having him or him for having Chelsea? What do you guys think? Brownish, overdose, yeah?
Okay, I wanted to go first, but you called Brownish.
No, knock yourself out. You know, age before beauty.
Yeah, I think they should rub off each other. Whenever I hear Mauricio Pochettino, you know, speak, I just feel that, you know, the same way Bonaboy and Zlatan rubbed off killing them. They bounced off each other, you know, in that song. And I feel that's the same way Mauricio Pochettino and Chelsea should bounce off each other. He's a coach with an experience. He's not an A-list coach. You wouldn't want to rank him as an A-list coach when you talk about the likes of Jurgen Klopp and Pep Guardiola and Jose Mourinho. But he's a coach who's been in England. Did he do well with Tottenham? Yes, he did. You know, he had limited resources. At a point in time, Tottenham didn't delve into the transfer market a couple of seasons before, you know, he was asked to leave by the club. But they did well. They went all the way to the final of the Champions League, which is by far the biggest he's done, even though they were undone by Liverpool in that final. But for me, I just feel that Mauricio Pochettino is a man with the experience to actually trim Chelsea down. I like what they're doing. Okay. They're sending players off and they're bringing in players. But I feel that with time, he should be able to get it right.
I love that line, rub off each other. More like appreciate the fact that they have it themselves and then go on and achieve success. Brownish, just before Daisy speaks, yeah?
Yeah, well, briefly, I'm just going to say as it is. I think Mauricio Pochettino is obviously the most glad party. Regardless of how bad Chelsea did last season, Chelsea are still a successful club at the very least in the last 10 years. Can't say the same about Mauricio Pochettino. His biggest achievement is nearly there for the UEFA Champions League. And Chelsea, in the span of 11 years, have won it twice. You know, so if there's anybody who's going to be ecstatic, it's got to be, you know, Mauricio Pochettino. And personally, I feel like, you know, this is even more of a boost for his career than it is that it was for Thomas Tuchel's career.
Oh, wow.
Because if we're looking at tactics, if we're looking at effectiveness of teams, even before they came to Chelsea, I feel like Tuchel's Dortmund was and Tuchel's PSG were higher, they had a higher rank, so to speak, when it comes to those statistics, than, of course, Mauricio Pochettino's either Spurs or his PSG side, despite the fact that Mauricio Pochettino had superstars in his PSG side, albeit the fact that they were older. So I think it's more a boost for Poch. Something else on his resume that he can say, oh yeah, I've coached many top clubs. You know, he went from Chelsea, one side of London, he went to France and coached the biggest club in France right now. He's back in London and to coach arguably the biggest club in London. So I would say that it's definitely, Chelsea might have, they brought in a manager that was necessary. Because like Overdo said, he's not an A-list manager, you know? But the fact is, can he steady the ship? I think he can. He's already exerting dominance. He's already bringing in players and selling off players that he doesn't want, that he doesn't see in his team's future. So I think he's good, but much better for Poch than it is for Chelsea. I hope that he can step up to the plate. Chelsea have taken a risk before to try and bring a manager that wasn't necessarily from an excessively A-class manager.
Yes,
and they've managed, he didn't manage to do anything good.
You questioned it like a reporter, that guy, Graham Porter. As I just want to have a wrap up on this conversation so we can get into something major. More like, who's benefiting more? The fact that Chelsea have the pleasure of a Pochettino or the fact that Pochettino has the pleasure of a Chelsea?
Both of them are not A-list these days.
Oh my God.
Yes, I keep saying it that Chelsea Football Club are now a mid-table club, and it would take maybe Todd Boehly leaving the club or him just handing off or him just recruiting the right people.
Yeah.
We had this small conversation about how is this very important to get yourself the key men. So both of them are just on that path. Oh, Chelsea are struggling to survive. And he's also struggling to get himself back to reckoning. Because his stock pummeled when after the Tottenham Hotspur sack. And then he had to go to PSG. It looked like an attractive proposition. Since then, he's out of reckoning. He was no longer in the picture. So when that opportunity came for Chelsea, he jumped on it, and Chelsea themselves are drowning. Who's going to help us? He's a whole high-profile manager that's got an impressive CV, that knows how to work with youthful players, that's got an identity of some sort. Mm. Oh, let's jump to Poch. So I think both of them is a marriage of convenience, if you ask me. And that is the summary of the business in sports generally, in football. Marriage of convenience. Oh, you want me, I want you. Oh, yeah. we can chill together. It's fine. So, and he knows that he can always get sacked, even in September, even in December, because Chelsea, Todd Boehly brought in that blueprint of let's stick with the manager for a longer time and be patient. No, he found himself, you know, in and around that area, and he's got a lot of work to do. He likes to thrive in positive energy, and I hope that Todd Boehly and Egbadi can give him that less interference. There's a difference between engagement and interference. At some point, it was revealed last year that Todd Boehly and the other consortium had to go to the locker room to talk to Chelsea players for what? When Potter was in charge, it wasn't necessary.
Like Kenneth, so, president.
So I think that they should let him do the job. There's going to be a lot of work for Pochettino in the coming days. These players are not fit. Chelsea players are not fit. The ones we saw last season, and he has himself a fitness coach, Jesus Perez. I think he's one of the backroom staff he's brought that Chelsea will pay. So I think first of all, these players will have to walk and run, and that's what Erik ten Hag did with Man United.
Okay.
The first game they lost, they realized that, man, these players are not fit. They were outrun in every department. For Pochettino, he loves his players fit. Anyone that cannot meet up to what he wants, then it's a problem. And there's some issues he need to sort out. Lukaku's future, that midfield that is lacking quality and experience, he needs to sort it out. Levi Colwill, the Brighton player, he needs to sort it out if he's going to stay at Chelsea. So many things.
Indeed.
And within 4 weeks, I don't know if it's enough for him to create a culture, positive culture for Chelsea. I could go on and on, but I have to hand over back to you.
Indeed. Steven Gerrard, as we move from one manager to another, has been appointed head coach of Saudi Arabian side Al Ettifaq. He's a former Liverpool captain and recently was the boss of Aston Villa.
and was let go. The man who took over from him, Unai Emery, transformed Aston Villa from relegation strugglers to a team who qualified for European football. So Gerrard has thought to himself, maybe the Premier League is not the destination for now. Make I go, Saudi Arabia, go touch more money. The 43-year-old is getting this job as his first since he was sacked at Aston Villa in October after 11 months in charge of the Villa team. So he's now moving on to Saudi Arabia to connect with the football transformation that's taking place in that part of the world. Now we can touch on players, or can't we? Brentford are in the news. They have agreed a deal to sign defender Nathan Collins from Wolverhampton Wanderers. That deal should be worth about £23 million. If you thought it was only the high-profile teams that are signing players, you need to think twice, because these guys are also wise. The other teams who are trying to ensure they don't get relegated next season. This defender, Nathan Collins, is a player for Republic of Ireland and only moved to Wolves from Burnley for £20.5 million last summer. Now he's going to be moving on to Brentford for £23 million. Meanwhile, there's some news around Josko Gvardiol. Manchester City have been chasing this player, right? He's a Croatian defender, a young star who proved his mettle at the World Cup last year. Now there's some level of confirmation coming through, because the sports director for RB Leipzig has confirmed that Gvardiol has told Leipzig he wants to move on to join Manchester City. So it's no longer a secret now. Leipzig have agreed that truly the guy has told us, I would like to go to Manchester City. Well, in his words, he said, Josko and his advisors have submitted the wish to us for a transfer to Manchester City. That's the sports director for Leipzig, Max Eberl. Man City have been chasing this player who helped his nation get to the semi-final stage of the World Cup in Qatar last year. Eventually, they went on to get bronze at that World Cup. Looks like Leipzig are just letting go their biggest players, and it's two teams in England. Already, they have let go Nkunku to Chelsea. And the next man that I'll speak about is another player who's moved from Leipzig to another high-profile team in England. And that's midfielder Szoboszlai. He's moved to, thank you, pronounce it, collect it.
Yeah. Szoboszlai.
You don't talk, I'm finished. You know lie, really. Szoboszlai. Thank you, sir.
Overdose, no talk that.
No, but I wanted to tell Chuma how the thing came about. You know, his father was drinking Szobo, and then they gave him the news, your wife don't burn Dominic, and he says it's a lie, so it's Szoboszlai. Yeah.
It's Szoboszlai.
Yeah. It's Szoboszlai.
But again, you know, Brownish, it sounds funny, but it's a way, you know, if you want to teach a kid how to spell or something, you have to look for something. So hear him say this now, honestly. Every time I think of the name, if you want me to pronounce for commentary, I'll be like, Szobo. Szoboszlai.
Szoboszlai.
You get, yeah. Brownish. Show this thing now has helped
I don't
me,
get. I'm trying my best not to get. Because overdose will win then.
So Liverpool have gotten the midfielder, Dominic Szoboszlai from Borussia Dortmund. From RB Leipzig, sorry, that's a Bundesliga side. That's the same team we're speaking about. So two players already moving to Premier League sides, and now Gvardiol has also told them, I want to go to Manchester City. Wait, are you guys a feeder team to the Premier League or what? I don't understand RB Leipzig. Leipzig, by the way, are big. They're that big that they have won back-to-back FA Cups. It's called the DFB Pokal Cup in Germany. So they're that big, right? They beat Eintracht Frankfurt most recently in the DFB Pokal Cup final a few months back. So they're supposed to be big, but yeah, then they sell their best players to English teams. Well, Szoboszlai is a Hungarian player. In fact, at a very tender age, he's not the oldest of guys in the world. He's in his early 20s. He's already the captain of his national team, so that's a big thing, isn't it? And Liverpool triggered the €70 million release clause, and they were able to get the player from RB Leipzig. Let's touch on a few more of these transfer series for you. Newcastle have completed the signing of Sandro Tonali, a midfielder from AC Milan. It's a 5-year deal, that one, that should last until 2028. Newcastle came through with the confirmation of the information today. We do not have an idea of the financial details because they have not been disclosed officially, but the reports are suggesting that it's a transfer fee in the region of €70 million with add-ons. Newcastle, they're making things happen for themselves too, so much with these guys who are signing players left, right and centre. Messi, we know, is moving to the MLS. It's not breaking news anymore, is it? But what we're hearing now is that this thing may not have happened as a mistake, because Inter Miami CF owner Jorge Mas said it took him 3 years of negotiations to bring Messi to the Major League Soccer club right there in the USA.
So he felt like it was something that just happened, right? Because we know there were talks of Messi potentially going back to Barca. There were talks of Messi going to Saudi Arabia. And then when this MLS deal happened, it was like, okay, what did they do? Now we're hearing that this thing was 3 years in the works. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't just a fluke stuff. It was something that was planned and timed. I'll share a quote from the man, Jorge Mas, who co-owns this team with David Beckham. Of course, he said, in 2019, when Messi was still at Barcelona, we started thinking about how we could bring him. I spent 3 years on it, a year and a half working very intensely. There were many conversations with Messi's father and agent, Jorge. Inter Miami co-owner David Beckham spoke to Leo, that's Messi himself, only about football issues because he was a player just like himself too. So after all the back and forth, eventually Messi at the age of 36 is going on to the MLS. So let's get ready to bring you guys on board now as we try to make sense of all of these transfers. And so far, Liverpool have had two major signings, so haven't they? They have now gotten Dominic Szoboszlai, you know, in addition to the guy who shone like a million stars for Argentina at the World Cup.
McAllister. Yeah, Alexis. Yeah,
yeah, again, Alexis. It's tough to McAllister when I'm thinking about him at this moment. Thank you guys for that. And
but if he sees Alice, it can be tough. McAllister, then start. That's a combination of Alice and Esther. Chuma, you should know these things.
So that's it from a Liverpool POV, right? McAllister coming into the mix. Szoboszlai, a midfielder, coming into the mix as well too. From an Arsenal perspective, major signing so far is Kai Havertz coming in. And we have seen the Gunners pushing. In fact, we're hearing that they're closer than ever before to getting Timber, the Dutch player, to join them. That defender.
A man of Timber and caliber.
You're not talking finish. Coming through into the mix, Arsenal have been chasing Declan Rice too. That deal has not been sorted as we speak, but they are also close. Chelsea have gotten Nkunku, joint top scorer in the Bundesliga last season. He's got 16 goals for that side in the Bundesliga, 23 goals in 36 matches in all competitions.
Please, why would you pronounce that name like that?
Nkunku.
Please put a respect to that name because
oh, sorry.
Our prayers are on top of his head. Please call that name.
That name sounds like an ingredient you want to add to a local food. 1 teaspoon of Nkunku.
People put some respect in Nkunku.
Or the sound of the traditional pot.
Tinea and Nkunku.
After you put all the ingredients, don't forget a teaspoon of Nkunku. Just to give it taste.
Go inside the kitchen. Go inside the kitchen and boil water. Don't use the normal pot, use Nkunku.
We're praying for Nkunku. Don't even go. I pray for him.
So Chelsea have him. Yeah, again, this thing of guys going from Germany to Chelsea are not clicking.
So exactly. So that is why he needs to stop the rot. He needs to stop the rot so that
Timo.
We're constantly praying for him.
I beg, when Bernardo come off from my team?
And it's covered with the blood of Jesus. Nkunku is covered with the blood of Jesus.
He go wear number 9.
So,
God forbid.
Still around Chelsea, they have gotten VRL striker Nicholas Jackson. He signed an 8-year contract with that side worth about £30.1 million. So two major signings for the Blues. Two major. Now, take note that there could be some smaller signings around, but these are the ones that stand out, and those are the ones I'm focused on, okay? Now, Manchester United, they haven't sealed anything officially yet, but the information is that they have Mason Mount. They have not announced officially, but let's take it that they have missed.
He's there already. Those headlines signed, but they need to now snap it, unveil, but it's done.
Yeah, exactly. Same way we knew Havertz had gone to Arsenal, but Arsenal had not said it officially, so that's what I mean. So Mason Mount, Manchester United, we're going to give United that guy. And then Manchester City going for Vardiol. Now, Vardiol has told, you know, his agents and advisors have told RB Leipzig, I want to go to Man City. Man City have already confirmed Kovacic. They have that, right? Which other team is left? Now, Tottenham or Spurs, okay? I'm sure you want to hear a bit of Spurs. Spurs have gotten Empoli goalkeeper Guillermo Vicario, and they've also gotten Pedro Porro on a permanent deal, and have Dejan Kulusevski also making his deal with that side permanent. I spoke about Newcastle signing. So I want you guys to rate. I'm giving everybody who's listening to the show right now the opportunity to become a lecturer, all right? This is an opportunity for you to score. And again, this is a question that will still make sense just before the season starts. So as a lecturer now, you're scoring these guys based on how well they have passed the exam that you have set for them as to signing players. Hopefully they do even better with more tests as they try to pass before the season starts. But now you have a chance to become a lecturer listening to Game On tonight. Score the team you support by 100. Score that team based on what they have done in the transfer window so far. You could tell me, Chuma, 10 over 100 or 20 over 100 or 90 over 100, all right? Get ready to call in and talk to Ross on that. So you're going to have a chance to score the team you support. And after scoring, you tell us why you decided to give that team
Can we also do carryover? The team is about, can they carry over?
No, even though organic chemistry was that course where I struggle.
I'll tell you.
But yeah, so I'm going to ask you, the phone lines are blinking already, and then I'll come back and ask for them in the studio with me at DZ, Brownish and Overdose. They will be lecturers to score all of the top five teams or top six teams. But for you, you just pick the team that you support. For them, they don't have a team in this context and context of conversation that they support. So they're going to have to go around just scoring everybody. So lecturers, let's go to you. You know that when a lecturer does not score a student well, and the student now goes to Senate to complain, I wrote well in this thing. Sometimes the lecturer can go to explain why he scored the student that way. So when you score 10 over 100, for example, but tell us why.
When you're done reporting, all of that lecturers will blacklist you.
You get my good report to Senate, Abby.
Don't worry.
You go learn lessons for that
school.
School
I miss
okay,
school.
Okay, so 0700. 0700-993-993-993.
I don't think people that were blacklisted think that school or suite.
I'm telling you.
Reason I'm now. There are many things.
Thank God I never really faced that, because I can imagine the torture for those who had to go through that.
You cannot go and report your lecturer in Nigeria.
But other lecturers can report to your lecturer, and then your lecturer will come to the class and start throwing subs.
Dear lecturers listening to the show right now, the people who just spoke are Adeze Michael and Chidozie Okorojo. All right, for our female
is
callers,
it true that I don't give you people notes in this class?
For our female callers, 01465-7190. Who reported me to the Senate? 01465-7190. That's what happened.
Chuba, you don't see.
Oh, sorry about that.
Someone in the Senate actually is now saying I don't do my job.
Are you
there? Good evening, Chuma.
Yes, good evening.
Oh, God.
Good evening, everybody in the house.
Welcome. Yeah, good evening.
Izo, now my club, if they do like that, then they bobo, then they slice, Abi. By the time they bobo my you, another 9-0 is awaiting you.
Zobo.
No worry, we will prove Zobo for the better.
Oh,
that
Zobo, not lie. All right, so Zobo's okay. Lie.
Mr. Lecturer,
so, Chuma, you ask a question,
yes.
Abi.
Yes, call your team, please.
For me, I will give Liverpool 6 over 10.
That's 60 over 100, because it's over 100.
Yes,
now.
Okay, 60 over 100, because what I think we need after getting midfielder, we need two strong defenders.
Okay.
Because we only have two defenders now, Van Dijk and Kanute, this is a Frenchman. Gomez and the other guy, they are no longer defender.
Okay.
So if we can sign one or two defender, I will call them now. But with the business so far, I will give them 60 over 100.
At least let's still try. Thank you for your thoughts. By Nigerian University standard, 60 is a B. And that's not bad at all. Welcome, good evening.
Before
your life on Game On.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Yeah, my name is Henry. I'm calling from Lekki.
As
for my Ghana United, they've not done so well. I'm not comfortable with what is happening. I want some of those dead woods offloaded. And as far as Maguire is there, we've not done well at all. Signing only one player out of about five spaces that will need to...
lecturer, score them, I beg. Over 100, lecturer, score them.
I would just say 10.
10 over 100?
Yes.
Jesus, I even shocked myself the way I take shouts. That's an embarrassing F. F and Nigerian
basic
standard is below 40, but you can't get 10, bro.
That's the carryover.
Bro, you're not even worthy enough to even do carryover.
I saw it coming.
I saw it coming. How?
But are you surprised, Chuma?
Someone was shouting epic. Hello, welcome. Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Champion. Greatness calling you guys from Abuja.
Welcome, greatness.
We know good hear words.
Why would people hear what? When people are mocking Man City before, they will say Guardiola has spent 1 billion, you could not reach at 20.
Lecturer, nice, please call your team. Call your team, lecturer, beg with the wait.
See, you know there's an exam that you don't need to attend. But
wow.
This exam, I just want to
you're
attend.
You're too intelligent.
I can bypass this exam because already I've got my quarters mark.
Double promotion, Abi.
So I just want to write this exam because of writing sick.
Try.
If for somebody like Friday then, the Iceland then, like they can, you know, will be focused and be reading.
Ah.
But with this exam, I can't even read to write it. Let me go.
Oh,
I will score my team
95%.
Wow,
fantastic stuff, man. 95. Well, but those, he has a point. We're going to go in for a commercial break shortly, and when we return, we'll get calls from a bit more of the lecturers who are listening to the show right now. We'll read out your comments on Twitter and also WhatsApp. But why I said he had a point, really, over those is again, years back, you know, growing up in school, I wrote exams when I was in my SS2, right? People were writing GC, I didn't write GC, but I registered in another secondary school and wrote. My parents wanted me to do that. Wrote NECO and WAEC. Another secondary school while I was in SS2, right? And so I got my results already. I was done. I was started because I passed my NECO with flying colors. I got my WAEC too. Even though I don't think I had maths in WAEC, but I started. NECO gave me everything. I got everything as an SS2. So it didn't mean I was on serious in SS3 though. I came back to my normal school and I was still doing stuff. But on the day we're writing mathematics, my father never heard of this thing actually.
Wow.
It's late now. Yeah, they were writing mathematics in Waik in SS3. I got to school. I don't know what happened. Somehow I went late. I don't know how I went late. I cannot remember. And they now said they must flog people before they go inside to write maths. I say, oh boy, this flogging, which kind of life? The flogging was serious flogging. And bro, the way I was brought up, my parents trained me very well, but I didn't like flogging that much. So I always did the right things. So when I looked at it, I saw the people that were flogging. I was like, oh boy, I don't know if you take this cane, no. First, tension day. First, you won't go ride maths. Then you now come collect flogging before you enter exam. Well, I know.
So
ride,
you didn't ride
the exam? I didn't ride the maths. I know why, because I knew I already had NECO. I had result already. So no, while I don't already pass, I go see enter university. Wow. So this thing he just said made me think of that, actually. Sounds funny, right?
So
the thing is, what happened was, eventually I never went to my secondary school to get that result. So I found out, no, I know right maths. Because I got into university using the result I already got from ISS2, right?
Wow.
You know, so this thing he just said about, there's no need for Man City to write the exam again. I can't reason and say, truly, that team don't complete.
So anyway, two things that I want to mention, right?
Can you do it in 5 seconds?
This
is, you cannot, okay, when we come back.
No, but I can do 25 seconds. That thing you did in your secondary school, I couldn't have done it because my mom was a teacher. And she must ask for that result.
Let's go. We'll be back. Yeah, we're still here. Femi and the gang on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM in the WhatsApp Sazel Dewinge. Yeah, we're going to go back to the phone lines to pick more of your calls, actually, and read out your comments on WhatsApp and Twitter, as we have made you a lecturer, you know, while listening to the show today. We want you to score the team that you support over 100, okay? A few callers have spoken so far. Somebody even had the bonus to score Manchester United 10 over 100. I'm like, bro, I know for like maybe my lecturer, because if I had to pass your course for this live. But let's share some information with you just before we return to have a wrap on this transfer discussions, kind of.
Yeah, I just wanted to note that most people, or some people at very least in this part of the world, will actually consider the Premier League as the most watched league in the world. Some would even call it the best and most followed league in the world. Now, since its inception, some African players have graced the league with exceptional displays that have earned them legendary status amongst clubs they've played for and also rival fans. Now, we have the likes of Didier Drogba, Salah, Mane for Liverpool, amongst others. Over a 30-year span, football lovers have been privileged to watch players of African descent who have starred in various positions on the pitch tear up the league, from agile goalkeepers to defense stalwarts, from midfield generals to pacey wingers, and even prolific strikers, right? In honor of their legacies, a public call was made to fans to vote for their greatest African Premier League starting XI as their starting 11 as part of the 30th anniversary celebration of the Premier League. I'm sure a lot of people didn't even know that the Premier League was 30 yet. Anyway, but it is, right? So now, as part of the 30th anniversary celebration of the Premier League, fans have had their say and they can't wait to see which of the superstars made the highly competitive starting 11. The much anticipated 11 is actually set to be unveiled at a gala night in Lagos on the 6th of July. The glamorous event will have two African legends, Lucas Radebe and JJ Okocha, as hosts. And I'm sure that this is one list every African football fan is eager to see. I also can't wait for the argument that this list is actually going to throw up, because it's going to be a lot of arguments, right? I'm hoping that Kanu and Okocha, with their performances, actually make that list. All right, so let's see if they'll be on the list. Make sure you're there on the drama, for all the drama. The gala night is going to be in Lagos on the 6th of July, and JJ Okocha as well as Sir Lucas Radebe are going to be acting as hosts. In the meantime, I will be, as it just keeps unfolding, as the information keeps coming out,
yes, so
we'll keep letting you guys know when it's gonna be and where it's gonna be, so that we can all partake in it. In the whiskey,
you get it. I get it, my brother. I'm not gonna forget about it, because this conversation makes so much sense, really.
It's sweet.
That greatest African footballer and, you know, the biggest names really coming through from our continent and that have graced the Premier League in the last 3 decades. So well, guys, we're still speaking about transfer stories, okay, in and out from teams across the big leagues on the European continent. If you are a fan of you know, the Spanish La Liga, of course, you know that Real Madrid have gotten Jude Bellingham from Borussia Dortmund for £88.5 million. They also do have Jose Lu from Espanyol on loan, a striker who scored 16 goals for Espanyol last season, and they've let go several players. You know, we have Loic Badé, who's joined Sevilla from Rennes for about £10 million. These are some signings too from the Spanish La Liga. I'll meet up with my lecturers in the studio, Adeze Michael, Chidozie Okoroji, That Overdose, and also Chigozie Brownish,
My name is Chuma Nolia, and this is Femi and the Gang bringing to you Football Frenzy in partnership with other sports too. So it's called the Game On Show, okay, because our game is still on. But let me go to my online lecturers now. Let's have a few more calls, read out your comments on Twitter and WhatsApp as we get ready to wrap up on this first part of discussions around completed transfers in Europe. 0700 993 993 993, that's the number for you to dial. For our female callers only, 01465 7190 is available. So as a lecturer, we want you to score the team you support over 100 as to their dealings in the transfer market so far. How are you doing? Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Welcome to the show.
This is Francisca calling from Southlake.
Good to hear from you, Francisca. Sorry.
I'm a high-down Mayu fan, but I'm going to score them 15.
Shy.
Over 100.
But man, you don't suffer for this life.
You ain't a way here.
Not really, really, way me. Over 100.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you, Francisca.
Yeah, 15 over 100. It shows that a lot more has been needed to be done. I've been listening to transfer gist,
yes,
people transferring. I've not heard Mayu have signed anyone. I'm looking up that, believe
me.
At least be more informed. You're watching Mayu match, your mind will skip, God. Oh, these people, they nearly gave me heart attack last season.
Sorry, Francisca.
Oh, okay. I thought you were Oliver when you said the mind will skip.
By the time they come back, instead of them kind of defend, I even remember, you found out that match you even end draw, or they even win them.
Wow.
We're home on our way. Oh, no.
It's well, Francisca. Thank you. Okay.
They
really have to. So the first two lecturers who have judged United, I've given them 10 over 100 and 15 over 100. Oh, my mind, you don't feel. No story over those. I'll come to surely. Don't worry. A few more calls now. Welcome. Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Mind you, they feel. Hello, how are you doing? Welcome.
This is Kelvin calling from Cotton.
Okay, Kelvin.
Okay, I'm a Liverpool fan.
Nice one. Score them, please.
Okay, concerning my club, if we can get Lavia, I'll give it 100. No.
At the moment, what are you giving them?
If you can get Lavia and the right back, 100. But for now, it's 80.
80, wow.
Thank you so much.
They have an A. Thank you, man. This guy loves what Liverpool are doing now. He's giving them an A in the transfer market. Welcome. Good evening. This is Game On. Are you there?
Are you there?
Looks like you're testing your phone lines. 1, 2, 3 now. Hi.
It's not fair.
You're live on the show. Nah, that one dead on arrival. But this will give us revival. Welcome.
Good evening, everyone in the studio.
Yes, good evening to you.
Yeah, this is Zena, Arsenal fan.
Nice one. Lecturer, please score.
So I'm going to score my club. 70. Oh,
wow, that's an A.
Because
I'm still expecting them to sign someone that will score. Because we don't have someone that will score now. So they need to sign that person that will score. Maybe they should go for a senior, whatever. And then someone that will leave Saka. So I'm giving them 70 because of that.
Zainab, I would like to be your student too. You want them to find somewhere that will score. They have not gotten that person yet, and you're already giving them an A. That's 70 over 100. Come on, be my lecturer in this life. I'll read out your comments on WhatsApp and Twitter in a bit, but let's come to the guys in-house as we prepare to wrap up this conversation and move on to issues around Nigerian football. The Falcons are preparing for the World Cup 17 days away from now. There's a man who could just become the next chairman of Enyimba, according to reports in the media. And there's so much more to talk about. Now, these stories we've shared for you and shared with you as to transfers are confirmed stories. But the final 30 minutes of the show before 10 p.m. will be dedicated to gossips. All right, stay with us for that too. Let me start with Adeze. Lecturer Adeze, pick them one by one, please. 1, 2, 5. Chelsea, Arsenal, Manchester United, Liverpool, Manchester City. No particular order. Scoring.
Okay, the transfer already, so far.
You already have lecturer connections.
Today is
educationist. That's where you are too.
Today is what?
July
3rd.
Sign up for your results.
The window is still open till. Oh, I miss school now. I'm not going to lie. I miss school. Today is it's still open till around August 31. So that means, but let's just read for what we've seen so far.
By that time, to you, score them again.
Let me start with Man United. Mm. I'll score them 30%. That is F9.
Now, man, you don't feel it.
Liverpool, I'll score them 50% because they're plugging in the holes. They're not done. Romeo Lavia is up next in their radar. I'll score them 50.
That's a C for Liverpool.
Yeah, because they have plugged in two midfielders already. That's one of the areas of deficiency. You look at what they need and how far they've gone in pursuit of what they need. You can need something, but what is the strategy? What is the plan? How do you intend to achieve it? Are you making it as priority, or you're just hovering around? Man United know what they need. They need a striker. They need a goalkeeper. Mm. They need a central midfielder, which they've gotten Mount. But how about the striker? How about the goalkeeper? So that's why I scored them.
50 for no, you haven't gone. You gave Man U 30.
Yeah, that's why I scored them 30 50, because yeah. They've not approached the problem head on. Mm. They're still playing around it, waiting for new owners to come in and all that. So I gave them 30. Liverpool 50 because they have good forward. They have attackers. They were bolstering Luis Diaz and Cody Gakpo, and so they don't have issues there. Defenders are still there as well. So I'm going to Arsenal. Yeah. Ooh, Arsenal would score 80%.
Or more.
Yes, for now, over I'll give it to them. They've also addressed their problem head on. They lack squad depth. They're plugging in. Kai Havertz has come. Declan Rice is almost going to go. Julian Timber is almost there because they lacked deficiency when Saliba was out. Mm. And then I score Arsenal 80. So Arsenal are getting A right now because they've approached their problem early on. Wow. And the best time to know a club that's got serious sporting project, get your deals before your preseason project starts so that these players are not going to come looking flustered. They already know what the coach expects them to do. So Arsenal will get 80. City.
Yeah. Then you have Chelsea.
City right now are still basking in the euphoria of their... of their side too, or they've let Gundogan go, which is something they do.
Yeah.
Company, Fernandinho, players leave them at the end of the boys. They still find it. So I'll just call City 60. Okay. I'll give them a B because Kovacic. Players.
But how about again with Kovacic? It's more like for them, maybe they didn't need too much. So with Kovacic is sorted.
They're not done.
As lecturer, you know, we'll give okay Vardy over
there. That's what I'm giving so them a 60. B. They're not there. 60 is fair enough.
All right.
And replacing immediately. Mm. Though there are different kinds of players.
Mm.
But, you know, the coach will always, you know, find a way to give you a specific role.
True.
What he wants you to do. So you would see Kovacic becoming a hit. There's no even doubt about that.
It was a hit back to back. a hit, not a hit. That's me just saying.
It's going to be a hit.
So final
that's
one
sure.
Chelsea for now.
I'm Chelsea Football Club.
Yeah.
I'll give them 90 because they have a problem. How do you solve your problem? They clear people. They're still clearing people. They're not even done clearing people. So that's a big, and most of their fans are on the same page. Everybody's even a sigh of relief. Well, Havertz don't go. Mount, where they cause problem, don't go. This person has gone. That person has gone. But apart from Kante, that is, you know, having divisive opinion because a lot of persons feel that he should have stayed. Owing to the fact that he's one of the very best, if my own best player in the whole world. So I think that Chelsea, I'll give them 90, yeah, for the clear out. Then their arrivals. Now, as time goes on, I'll have to review the score again. That is the ones, the departures, very impressive, but the arrivals now will determine my next call for Chelsea Football Club.
Lecturer, thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you for explaining to the Senate why you're scoring these guys. Lecturer Avados, before I move to Brownish, the top five teams, please.
Did you notice that she gave the London clubs A?
80, 90, oh boy. Yeah,
and then the Manchester clubs just 60, and then Liverpool. But it's okay. We know where you're going.
Are you questioning a professor in this?
No, I don't understand.
I'm not questioning her.
I don't understand.
I'm just trying to balance the books.
You're just a PhD holder.
I stand on existing protocol. But for me personally, I'll start with Manchester United. I'll give Man United 35% over 100.
Why do you feel everywhere?
I'll give Man United 35. And a whole lot of it has to do with the takeover. I don't know what the Glazers are doing. Sell the club, they don't want to sell. They are putting money. They just want to frustrate buyers. Radcliffe is frustrated. The Arab guys who also want to buy Man United are frustrated. And they know that they don't sell this club, it will have a huge effect on transfer dealings. Erik ten Hag is trying to, you know, do all he can, but again, he can only do so much. The bulk of the transfer business lies in whoever wants to buy the club and, you know, put in money so that at least quality signings can come in. So 35 over 100 for Man United.
Okay.
For Liverpool, I'm going to give them a 70. Szoboszlai is a top player. I mean, for those who follow the German Bundesliga, we saw how he was scoring goals with consummate ease. I know the Bundesliga is not the Premier League, but even when he plays, you know, for the Czech Republic, you can see that he knows how to find the back of the net. He has this great technique about him. But again, great players. Some of them come to the Premier League and then they just don't find their bearing. But I don't feel Szoboszlai is that kind of player. I think he'll thrive.
I think he's a hungry player.
Yeah, I think...
Since is from Hungary.
Yeah. Because when you look at it, okay, is from
Hungarian, yeah.
Hungary or Czech Republic?
No, Hungary.
Oh, my goodness.
Czech.
Okay,
yeah,
so.
He's from Hungary.
Oh, all right. So, I'm my bad.
Well, I also,
he was part of the team that thrashed in England 4-0 to nothing in the.
Looking at it, I think he and McAllister, because Liverpool need to shove the midfield, but he and McAllister coming in, it's going to be a huge one for them. But again, you know, you have players like Luis Diaz who are already hungry. You know, players in Liverpool are really hungry to do big things. Mo Salah is there, he can score goals, not forgetting Thiago Jota. So, you know, when you look at Zobo's line, look at, you know, the man they bought, the Dutchman now can't really, Godigapo.
Yeah.
You know, he's already there. So it just helps to even fortify them. So that's why I'll give them a 70.
They have an A for
An A for Liverpool.
Lecturer, you see, have Chelsea, Arsenal, and Man City.
Chelsea, for me, I'll also give Chelsea an A. I'll give them 85 because Chelsea are not just buying, they're also clearing. It's one thing they buy, just like they did in January. I thought that they wasted, you know, so much money in that January transfer window. A lot of players that were bought were not needed to be bought at all. But, you know, now they are sending their players to Saudi Arabia, sending them to Arsenal, sending them. And the good thing is that they are selling to rivals. Yeah, they are sharing them. They are evenly spread.
To the less privileged.
You understand? Because, you know, they say, you know, the best way to help is by giving. You know, so they are giving and they are collecting good money. It's not that they are selling these players for just paltry sums. They are selling them for good money. Look at Mason Mount, look at Kai Havertz, you know, and they are also bringing players, but I'm sure they want to even buy more players. So for me, I'll give Chelsea.
85 for Chelsea.
Yeah, 85
Lecturer,
for Chelsea.
Quickly on Arsenal and Man City.
Okay, Man City, I think for me personally, I'll give them a 75, Man City, in the transfer market. But again, I mean, it's Man City. This is a team who already has two first 11s in their book. So they're just trying to put in plugs. Give Gundogan, you know, who left. They just brought in Kovacic. And they'll still buy more players before the end of the transfer window. Then for Arsenal. Yeah. Arsenal, I'm going to give Arsenal a 93.
Oh, I feel like move. I do the lecturer.
I'll give Arsenal a 93.
Everybody to get A anyhow for you.
You look at the fact that, you know, for Arsenal, they're signing players. I mean, Kai Havertz. You look at the man called Declan Rice. Even though they've not really agreed with West Ham how they want to pay the money, they're looking to spread it and spoil the money for West Ham. West Ham say, if you're not giving us within 18 months, no way. You know, so on that note, I think Arsenal want to be sharp. You know, maybe I'll just take my 95 or
93.
I'll just take my 3 and give them 90. You know, because of that sharp move they want to do. But again, I think they're really serious. They knew how they lost the league last season and they want to make up. So that's how I'm going
to
score.
On that note, we go to the final lecture on this panel because we need to keep it going on the show, actually. We have so much more to come for the final hour of our presentation between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. So let's go to Professor Brownish. Prof, please, can you score these five teams for us as to what you have made of their dealings in the transfer window so far? Over 100, sir.
Can I just put them in ranking as opposed to in scores. Over 100?
No, lecturer, it has to be over 100, sir. No vex, sir.
Because over 100 is very specific. But when it comes to ranking, anyway, over 100, let me start from the first team, Liverpool. I think Liverpool have done some really good business.
The two guys they've gotten.
Yeah, bringing in McAllister and Szoboszlai, really good. Because we know that their strategy last season was to bring in Trent into the midfield, and we saw how well that worked. But now Fabinho is older. You know, they need somebody who's going to be in that midfield who can be a destroyer as well. They've Shah don't work, and the kind of people they brought in are hard workers. Szoboszlai, as well as Alexis McAllister, people who can change a game for you. Aside from that, so I would say Liverpool, I would give Liverpool a strong 70.
Wow, 70 for Liverpool, okay.
You know, because I feel like they've noted their attack is sorted out. Their defense sorted out to a good extent. Their midfield was a problem, and they've fixed that. Okay. For the Arsenal, I don't understand the business that Arsenal are doing. I understand Declan Rice coming in, but they also lost two of their midfield powerhouses in Granit Xhaka, potentially, because Granit Xhaka wants
Xhaka,
to...
Potentially.
So, bringing in Granit Xhaka and then what's the name of the kid?
Rice, for example.
And yeah, there was one more kid that they that Aston were bringing in. I forgot his name. Okay. But yeah,
bringing we'll in. We'll also think of Timber, then think of.
Oh yeah, Timber.
That's the defender.
Yeah, so yeah, so bringing in Timber for in case when Saliba is out is good. I understand that, but losing two defensive midfielders and bringing in only Declan Rice, and
if, then if those two guys go,
if those two guys go, and then you know Granit Xhaka leaving, was Thomas Partey leaving, and then bringing in Kai Havertz. I don't understand what they wanted to do with Kai Havertz. For the what I'm hearing out of Mikel Arteta's camp is that they want to make him a box to box, you know, something like what Granit Xhaka used to do. But I've never seen him play in that position before. I've seen him play attacking midfield, I've seen him play as a top nine, I've seen him play as a false nine, I've never seen him play box to box. So I'm not sure if he can do it. That would mean he an entirely different exercise regimen. There's a lot more work that's good. A player that at Chelsea they called him lazy, but anyway, they also called Andreas Christensen lazy, but see where he ended up in Barcelona. But keeping it moving. So I'll give them
Arsenal, yeah.
Yeah, I'll give them a 60.
60 over 100.
60 over 100.
Okay, because so time is running off. So let's just look through Lecturer and Novex. Chelsea next up for you, sir. Man U and Man City, as quickly as you can.
Chelsea, 80. 85, safe.
Wow, wow.
They have sold all the people that they claim that they don't like, and some that they claim that they like. And then they are bringing in players. You know, they brought in Nkunku. Yeah. They brought in Nkunku. that guy from, I think, Villarreal. What's his name?
Yeah, Jackson.
Nicholas
yeah.
Jackson. You know, yeah. And then, you know, they are trying to at least show up their midfield. So, I think...
85 for Chelsea.
Yeah, 85 for Chelsea.
Man U, sir, and Man City.
Manchester United, 30.
Man City, sir.
Man City. 70. Because okay. They don't really have... They've lost Gundogan. But Bernardo Silva, that they said that PSG are looking for, they haven't really lost him per se. And then they brought in Mateo Kovacic, who is a hard worker as well. And then, of course, their first target has already told his team that he wants to leave, Vadio. Mm-hmm, and bringing in Vadio on his own is what gave them 50. Because he was arguably the best defender in the world at the World Cup.
Amazing.
Just saying. So I think Vadio, Kovacic coming in, they already have Haaland. They have an attacking force. And I think they are going to... There are other rumors that are out, but those are just rumors. But these ones are the ones that have been confirmed that they brought out interest.
Yeah.
They also said they wanted Declan Rice, but I don't think they really wanted him. They were just trying to help Arsenal.
Come all their money back. We need to do this, actually. Another quick commercial break. When we return from the commercial break, we're done with the back and forth around the lecturers, scoring teams and how they did in the transfer window. We can delve into issues around Nigeria's Super Falcons ahead of the World Cup, Enyimba and who their next chairman could be. Talk about transfer gossip stories by 2:10. Before then, though, we're going to squeeze in, of course, exciting action from tennis, Formula One, and handball too. But just to announce to you, it's not just about the Premier League, these transfers. That's why I touched on the Spanish La Liga. Now I can talk about Inter Milan in the Serie A. Inter have completed the signing of French forward Marcos Thuram on a free transfer from Borussia Mönchengladbach. Inter confirmed this on Saturday. Marcos is so good that it's difficult for you to mark him. He's the son of Lilian Thuram, who played for France at the national team level some years back. So
makes it difficult for you to ram him.
You cannot mark us, guys. Let's go in for this break.